the pitcher inside. Albert was not great at sports. He was too slow, so football, basketball, and soccer were no fun. He feared going to gym class because no one wanted him on their team. Then he tried baseball, but that was a disaster. He rarely hit the ball, and if he did, he never made it to first base. "Out" is all he ever heard. After the third practice, Albert told Coach Bob he was quitting. "I'm too slow and I can't hit. I'll never be good." He felt like a loser. "Albert," said Coach Bob, "not every baseball player is fast or a great hitter. I know because I wasn't good at either." Albert was confused. "Coach Bob played baseball all the way through college." "I was just like you, Albert. I told my coach I was no good and was quitting, but he wouldn't let me. All he said was, 'Go get your glove and a ball.' So I did. And for the next half hour, he made me throw the ball to him. 'Now it's your turn. Go get a ball and a glove.'" Coach Bob had Albert throw a few balls to him, but he saw no effort from Albert. "Come on, Albert," shouted Bob. "You can do better. Throw with some power." "I'm terrible at sports," sighed Albert. "I'll never be like the other kids." Coach Bob sat down with him. "Albert, it takes courage to admit when you're not good at something. But there's more to baseball than running and hitting. There's throwing. Good pitchers are hard to find. I became a good pitcher, not a hitter. Stop thinking you're a loser. You won't know if there's a pitcher inside of you until you work to bring him out. Now show me how hard you can throw this ball." Albert took a deep breath and gave it his all. "Wow, now that was a real try," yelled Bob. Even Albert was surprised at how fast he threw it. That's all Albert needed. He dropped his loser mindset. He worked hard at home and at practice. During the first game, he struck out 5 players. His hard work and belief he could be a good pitcher changed everything. He would never be a good runner or hitter, but wow, he sure could pitch.